Erin Foley.
Rebecca Corey here.
And we're talking sports.
Without any balls.
I never liked them.
I love them a lot. Ugh.
Jason Collins is gay.
Yep.
It happened.
Yep.
He called me a couple nights ago.
What'd he say?
And he said, you know, because we're both twins and we're both gay.
Sure.
And
you look exactly alike.
Well, he is a twin brother, Rebecca. He's now my twin.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
My twin's name Vegan. She's white. She's got some curly hair.
Yeah, she sure does.
Jason is a twin. And he called me up and he said, you know, I'm gay. And I'm like, your mother and I have known for a very long time. And then he was like, what do you think? You know, and this could be the last year I play basketball. I want to, you know, I want to just come out and be proud and, you know, just do
just,
it.
Just be me.
And I said, do it.
Yeah.
And do it.
He did.
And he did.
And he chose.
Story broke this week.
He chose ESPN. Basically, it's mainstream media, though, really, right?
I mean, well, yeah, the article was Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated, but now, obviously, everybody's covering it. Fantastic. Fantastic.
It's tell me what
we had beers last night, and I was like, what's...
Tell me exactly what is fantastic about it, in your opinion. I can't wait to hear, because I know you have a few opinions.
Well, here's the thing. I just want to get to, you know, a place in time where this isn't a story.
That's it.
So it has to start with these bigger stories of like, oh God, there's a gay guy in the locker room.
Right.
Don't drop the soap. Stop flattering yourself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully it'll just be like, you know, a whole bunch of people come out and then we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Right, because what is there's a douche wagon that you mentioned, a right-wing conservative Christian who, look, and I got nothing against politics or religion if that works for you in your life.
Yeah.
But when you project it on others in a negative way, it really, I can hear my asshole slam shut. I get hot-faced and a sweat mustache.
She's sweating right now.
I'm sweating.
And we're on the same page.
What is his name?
Chris Broussard. He's NBA analyst.
And what were his comments?
Let me pull him up, Rebecca.
I believe that he had a lot to say about it.
He did.
Based
and
on
here's
the
thing. It's like you can be anti-gay. You can be whatever you want.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously you have to look at yourself in the mirror and the mirror is going to be like, you're a douchebag.
Right.
But if you can continue putting one foot in front of the other, probably wearing horrible shoes.
Horrible.
Because you're a horrible person.
Probably without socks.
Probably without socks. Or you wear socks and you wear flip-flops. Or you have bare feet and you go through the security at the airport in bare feet. That's probably what you do.
That's
when
good.
You're into
that doesn't spread hep C.
It's disgusting. Okay. So here's the thing. It's like, you know, freedom of speech, Chris Broussard, you can say whatever you want. But you're also you're reporting. You're on air on ESPN outside the lines. And he's bringing up the Bible. I'm like, again, there is no place for this. In that type of setting.
That's his personal
that's
religion.
Like your that's personal his religion.
That's right. That's right. It's like it's not
all
acceptable.
In the name of Christianity. Like he goes on and on.
So offensive.
It's so offensive.
So offensive.
Because it's like, okay, personally, I don't believe that you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly ... like premarital sex between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that type of lifestyle, then the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that, you know, that's a sin.
You know them by their fruits and nuts. That's what he meant to say.
No, and this is the best. Oh. The life of a Christian, Broussard explained, means having to constantly fight temptation. Quote, and if you stumble and fall, then you get back up, you repent and ask God for forgiveness and you move on. I think that applies to homosexuals as well. So he wants Jason Collins
to repent, then ask for
forgiveness, then keep trying to serve God. And if they fall time and time again consistently, at every gay bar, at every night when you go out, I believe that person is a Christian. Thank you for your view. Like, I'm not a Christian.
I can
act like a nice person and not want to model myself after verbatim Bible verses.
Correct. And that is a fact.
I'm completely wrong and I'm a disgusting person just because you're quoting from the Bible because I'm not a Christian.
See, that really crawls up my ass. It really does. And I got to tell you, it's something exactly my sister and mother would say. That's why I get a real trigger with it.
Yeah.
I could windmill. I could start throwing fists when people talk like that. Literally.
What do you mean by a windmill?
A windmill.
Oh,
windmill.
Oh, she's doing it.
I could windmill.
She's someone I could windmill.
Literally windmilling. Like just nonstop windmill them. Because it makes me, here's the thing.
Break it down.
I love that this man came out. I love that he is who he is. I am in complete agreement with you about one day this not being a big deal. Because really, it's not a big deal.
It's
not a big deal. Now, what I do hope this helps sports with is I hope it brings short shorts back to the NBA. I would not mind football pants being swapped out for chaps. And... and home run celebrations involve touching tips. Now,
right.
If that's what this does to the sport, I'm in. I'll go to every, look, I only like a few. I love all sports, but I watch, you know, I would prefer to watch them play basketball in short shorts. I prefer that.
I think that would be spectacular.
Oh, ESPN Classic. Sometimes, I'll admit it. I'm just going to say it. I'll watch an entire game from 72. Just so I could see how it all works.
The aggressive Larry Bird nut huggers.
Oh, God.
And those white legs.
White. And just so their shoes are nylon and they box out. It means boxing out's a different thing in 72 than it is now.
Well, because there's no defense being played.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Minimal. Oh, wait. You weren't going down there. Okay. What were you saying?
You are so sports minded.
I know.
I am all about what's going on inside the shorts.
Oh, inside the shorts. Yeah. I was referencing to scores 128-112.
Right. I know you were actually referencing facts, where I was referencing appendages bumping each other.
Yes.
With less material.
Yes.
I prefer that.
No, I totally get it.
I think this guy should.
I think WNBA should be played without uniforms.
Okay, or tube tops. Those work too. Those are fun. I think, though, that Jason should be the next time he comes out, I would give, if I were him, he should come out in old school 72, tidy, and have a half shirt tank top and just be like, let's do this.
Roll the shirt
just
up.
Just tie it in a knot and just be like, let's
go.
Do this.
Five on five.
Let's do this. I mean, it's so offensive, though, the fact that they're like, you know, someone said they would be uncomfortable in the locker room. Who was that?
Larry Johnson, which I'm disappointed because I love the Knicks, and he arguably one of my all-time favorite Knicks moments.
He just shit on your dreams.
He had a three-pointer and got fouled, made the foul shot, and we went on to win the game. It was the playoffs, I think, in like 98 or something ridiculous. And, you know, he did the whole, I don't feel like homosexuals should be in the locker room. Wouldn't make me feel comfortable. I mean, seems like he's a really nice guy, but I... Don't flatter yourself, Larry Johnson. He's not going to stick it in when he's taking a shower.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Why does every man think that if there's a gay guy in the locker room, first of all, there's probably 20% of NBA players are all
correct,
or,
which I hold on to that fantasy.
Come on.
Why do straight guys do that? I'll tell you exactly why. Straight guys, as I do air quotes, straight guys think that way. I'll tell you. Because maybe perhaps
it
they're
feels
not
good.
Straight. Yeah. Maybe touching tips feels good. Okay, maybe having it balls in your mouth tastes good.
It wow. Okay, yes.
Maybe.
Well,
that's why straight air quotes guys are all freaked out about it.
Yeah.
Because a man who's completely confident, and secure, and I like women, whatever, you do what you do, I do what I, would be a non-issue.
It would be a non-issue.
Yeah. Makes me, I'm sweating. I have a sweat mustache.
She's sweating.
I'm so proud of him.
So proud of him. And he's a twin brother, and he told his twin, and he said his twin was, like, completely shocked. And he was like, so much for, like, twin, like, you get me, like, I knew. But, you know, he had a fiance for a little while, the whole thing of, like, the covering up. It was a really wonderful article because, you know, the pressure he's under.
Yeah.
But it just, it sounded like, you know, his family is really supportive and, you know, there's going to be all kinds of obviously negative comments and stuff like that, but it'll be really interesting to see.
I don't think hatred will be tolerated at games though.
No, I don't think so either.
I really do not believe that will be tolerated.
You know, and good for, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Kobe Bryant, but he came out and was super supportive right away. Baron Davis came out. They tweeted a whole bunch of things. Kenyon Martin was interviewed the other day about, because they're in the playoffs with the Knicks, and he was like, he's a good friend of mine. He's like, I don't have a problem. He's like, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but he's like, who cares? Yeah. So, you know, good. And those are like, you know, big time dudes. And
good.
So
Dwight Howard's behavior on game three, getting kicked out of the game, two technicals.
Ugh.
And then he's like, I'm not going to make any further comments about whether I'm coming back or not. They have to pay him $30 million.
I want
to
throw
$30 million. And he wears a tight tank underneath a tank, which always offends me personally.
It's just so annoying. He's such a whining little baby.
I know. I'm not getting enough touches. I'm not getting enough touches. Okay, Kobe's out. You're getting all the touches you can. You're 300 feet tall. Yeah. And you weigh 4,000 pounds.
And he calls himself Superman, doesn't he?
No, that's Shaq.
Well, I think he also calls himself Superman.
Sure. I would not doubt that. I would not doubt that. But
Carol, can you fact check that?
Sure. Oh, okay, there's Carol. Yeah. I didn't even see you today,
she
Carol.
She's behind the kitchen counter.
She looks great. She looks lost weight. But he just literally is just a whiny little baby, and that's what he did for the I'm mad. Because we're losing. I'm mad. Okay, so they're out. They're gone.
Gone.
I think that they should never allow him back as a Laker.
Since we're on the NBA train, let me tell you one more thing about the Jason Collins thing, and then let's flip back to touch on the NBA playoffs, and then the concept of why I didn't like all those superstars joining the Lakers and how much I hate the Heat, because it's monopoly. Monopolies are horrible for any sports. Supergroups. And music. I don't like any of it.
Yeah.
But I forgot to say this. Kenny Smith, another fabulous basketball player and one of my favorite NBA analysts, he came out against Chris Broussard's comments.
Nice.
And so Kenny Smith, I thought this was really poignant and wonderful. And he said, as an African American, I could never, ever discredit inclusion because that's the one thing we always wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, then he said, like, a gay player in the able, those things should be normal. It was just like,
well said comment.
Yeah, it's like, I take this seriously. You can have your own thought process about things, which Chris Broussard has, and he can have those opinions, but you still need to include and coexist with other people. And so now Broussard is just like, that's the whole thing about, you know, inclusion. Here you said, the people who find this controversial don't understand. As African Americans, we always have to fight for inclusion. Despite your moral background, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, it doesn't matter. I thought that was pretty really wonderful. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, it's also you're playing on a team sport, and there needs to be cohesion. And I honestly, you know, I know Jason Collins is at the end of the career. He's not like, you know, some superstar. But you can't tell me if one of these superstars came out and his team would just be like, ew. Like, you know, they would be, I mean, it's they would be fine.
It seems like a bad after-school movie.
It really, it's so stupid.
That's what I keep going back to, is that it's so stupid. What does it matter? Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, it just makes my ovaries hurt, my lower back.
Yes.
My temples.
Well, I just got a text from Jason, and he said,
What'd he say?
He said he's having a great week, and he's at the Abbey,
and
I'm going to try to meet him there in about 20 minutes for a cocktail. Awesome.
Great. I'm so glad you guys have gotten so much closer, because I know you had that falling out. You found that he was – it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll let you tell people when you're ready. But I'm glad you guys are – I'm glad you guys are back to being good.
Oh yeah, no, cool. We're totally fine. Right? And I, you know, we're gonna go out a lot more, and we're gonna go out every single night, and you know, sin, and then repent, because every day I get up to be the world's number one Christian and jazz hands.
Okay,
NBA basketball.
Yes.
I'm not the hugest NBA basketball fan, but I still do get excited for the playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs are, we're in full swing of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, I was traveling last week, so I didn't see a lot of
the games.
Where'd you go? I was in New York and then Mexico.
Uh-huh. And then how did Mexico go for you?
No TV in Mexico.
How was that?
I caught a little bit of a bug.
Uh-huh. What was that? What do you think that bug was caused by? Or
it might have been caused by a horrible moment in my life where I said yes to a shot of tequila, but it wasn't a normal shot of tequila. Mm. They told me after it was like a habanera, something.
Sounds terrible.
So foul.
So terrible.
So terrible
the
that my insides.
Lance Armstrong after the French. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tough. Tough.
I think I drank the smell of Bikram yoga. That's what it tasted like.
Can you
like.
Please write that down so you never forget that?
Yes.
I drank of, is Bikram the hot yoga?
Bikram hot. Is the most, like, no, listen.
Is it
I know
hot yoga?
It's so it's hot.
Maybe say hot yoga, because I don't know what Bikram is.
I drank.
Obviously, I have a yoga body, so it's a real twist.
It
but,
is a twist.
Actually, I mean, my body's the exact opposite of a yoga body. It's compact, dense.
You do not have a dense body.
I am very, okay. What is your body? Name one athlete that your body is like, and I'll name the athlete that my body is like. You ever thought about that?
No, I haven't.
Really? I would go Fowdy with you.
Really?
Well, not just because I've met her and I know her, whatever. I'm just saying Fowdy would be probably you.
I think I'm taller. I think I would go that. With the arms of Michelle Obama.
Okay. Okay. No, not the body. Not the body that you want.
Two tickets to the gun show.
The body that you believe that you have. Some, I'm Mary Lou Retton.
Right?
There's
right.
no question about it.
I think I would be Hope Solo.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Goalkeeper for the U.S. women's soccer
wonderful.
Team.
Okay, Hope Solo.
No, her body's like insane.
It is
just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
If Hope Solo took the next 10 years off and really just let herself go. We would be close. If Hope is like, I'm done playing soccer.
Took in a lot of sodium and carbs.
Took in a lot of sodium. Started, you know, just going deep with the tequila shots and Cuban cigars.
Did you have a cigar too?
No.
Oh.
No.
But did you chase the tequila shot with red wine?
No, I chased it with a cheese quesadilla. I made someone go get me food because I was like, I'm going down.
Yeah,
I'm going down.
You're going
and
down.
Then I had an 80s dance party for 3 hours, and I sweated out the hot pepper. It's like one of those tequilas where they marinate it. It's like at a resort, like the beginning of the week,
God.
And then they just make you do it, and you just...
You drank the smell of Bikram yoga.
I've never had a shot where it made me angry that the person gave it to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you do a shot, and you're like,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
But I was fuming.
You wanted to punch yourself, then
I wanted
punch
to punch
them.
Myself and then punch this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Was so angry.
Was it big? Was it a full shot or a tiny
Yeah, and I
one?
Don't do shots. I'm too old for shots.
Yeah, I don't do shots.
Here's what happens when I do shots.
Tell me.
You ready?
Yeah.
When I drink a lot, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, when we've all had too many beers.
Sure.
I could end up with the clothes I went out with the night before, like outside of my room, like on the couch or something like that. Shots, I wind up outside my apartment.
Yeah.
With two scratched corneas because I took out my contacts and then I took them out again. That has happened. That is a true story. I took out my contact about 10 years ago pretty aggressively. Pretty aggressively. And then I never did shots again until I drank the smell of Bikram yoga. In Mexico.
Ugh.
What were you talking about before that? I am Hope Solo on a bender.
You took out your contacts aggressively, and then you took them out again.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, what usually happens to me is I hysterically laugh, then I vomit for 14 hours.
Oh, yeah. you're a vomiter.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to go see Fiona Apple. A friend of mine made me do two shots.
Ooh.
I had two shots of tequila, two Corona Lights. Ready? Two Jack and Cokes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was over a very long period of time from like 6 p.m. until I would say 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
It doesn't
but
matter.
Still.
Violently.
Yeah.
Violently vomiting. Thought I had to go to the Cedars. Didn't. Pulled it through. Yeah. Pulled it through. Called her and said, how are you doing? Are you pretty bad too? She's like, no, I just did a hike.
No.
Drank the same exact thing that I did.
Wow.
Dana Goodman.
Oh.
Yeah.
She can drink.
She can drink.
I actually I don't know. I just said that.
Oh, okay. Because
it just
no,
felt
she
like.
She can drink.
Wow.
Yeah. Anywho.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the alcohol. What were we talking about before that?
I don't know. Hot dog eating contest. Do you think that's a sport?
You know, no.
Okay. Okay.
Just because it says contest. I have to say, though.
But when, have you ever seen someone do one? It's.
It's like, almost sport-like.
It is.
And they're all Filipino. Filipinos can eat...
a hot dog.
Like, mother...
Really?
Oh, my God.
I wonder
my friend
why
Marcia,
yeah.
She went to college with my sister.
Yeah.
And we'd always use a teaser because she's, like, literally your height. Mm-hmm. And she can eat like a truck driver.
Yeah.
And she's like, honestly, she's like, Filipinos can eat like just beasts. And her brother was in food eating contests.
And won?
And what?
And won?
And won.
And
I don't know. I don't know if he won, but he can.
Is she emaciated or is she bigger?
No, she's like total normal size.
Oh my God.
But she, you know, she can just pound the food.
That's amazing. They should they should really can that up.
I'm telling you, it's
I'd take it in pill form.
What?
Whatever their genes are. I'd take it in
pill
form. Yes, of course.
I want to eat like a truck driver.
Yeah. Well, we were going to talk about the NBA. Remember?
Okay.
We were
going to
talk about the playoffs.
All right. So the playoffs. All right. Here's the thing.
Tell me it.
The worst news for me I heard this week when I was on the road was that Russell Westbrook went down.
Yep.
With the knee injury. Ugh. See, here's what happens.
It's really bumming me out.
It's so upsetting because in my book, the only team that had a chance of beating the Miami Heat was the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I don't hate Miami. I don't. Chris Bosh, I don't mind him. Dwayne Wade, don't mind him at all. I do not like LeBron.
Well, tell me why.
I don't like LeBron because he went from a feel-good player on the Cleveland Cavaliers
to
the biggest D-bag ever.
Okay, and, but what makes him a D-bag? Because I got to say, he plays magically.
No, he's amazing.
Yeah, but
he's
what
amazing.
Makes him, what makes him the D-bag?
He's amazing.
What has he said?
Well, here's
what
the thing. I was his biggest fan, you know, and it's such a feel-good story. And he's amazing. He's like, he's just,
you're
you
upset
know,
at what he did to the Cleveland?
Here's the thing. If you want to leave Cleveland and go to Miami, who am I to say?
Uh-huh.
Go to Miami.
Yeah.
It just felt like, at that point in time, and people are like, oh, he's surrounded by people. He made a bad decision and all this stuff about how he did it.
Yeah.
That press conference was the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Ever.
Breaks all of the, like, Cleveland's hearts. And you're from the state of Ohio. You know how bad you're going to break everyone's heart.
Yeah.
It's fine, though. I mean, I understand. I don't blame him from going to Miami. But then, like, negotiating the Chris Bosh and the Dwayne Wade. And, like, now they have this, like, all-star super group that is just, like, and now people are just, like, pay cuts. I want a guaranteed championship, like, Ray Allen. And, like, it's just, like, Bibby went there 2 years ago. It's just the super group, it should not be allowed. It should not be allowed.
But they do it in baseball, too.
Well.
They do it in every sport when they can afford it.
But it just seems like in baseball, there's so many different factors and there's so many players. And then you just take, like, 3 out of the 5 best players in the league are, like, you know what I mean? Like, the Lakers did it. Then now it's starting a trend, and it's not good for basketball. That's why it was kind of fun to see the Lakers implode. Not that I need to see the Lakers implode, but, I mean, just for the fact that it's, like, Nash and Kobe and Dwight, and they just start importing all these all-stars. And I don't – it doesn't make it fun that Miami wins by, like, 790.
I know.
Unless you're from Miami.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just screwed.
I think they should make whatever game, whoever gets down to the finals, the very last game should be played by both benches.
Yes. Or
wouldn't that be amazing?
If it's like if you're playing in some super group like Miami, whoever wins out of the West, which will probably be the Spurs now, gets the best player from the West.
Do you think the Spurs are really going to win?
I think it's the only team.
What about the Clippers?
I just don't see the Clippers winning. I mean, I hope. They just I don't want the Spurs to win.
I know.
But I feel like I have to root for the Spurs now because I feel like the most legitimate team that could possibly beat Miami.
I don't even like Eva Longoria, but I don't really appreciate what Tony Parker did.
I do not appreciate what Tony Parker did.
You don't need to bang your friend's wife. You don't need to do that.
Can I just tell you really quick?
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. One more thing about LeBron.
Yeah.
He had all the, everything was so feel good. Okay. And again, you know, it was a while ago now. Right.
Yeah.
So he has this like disgusting press conference and me. Then they go in like those, like
that whole thing,
dance show in Miami. Oh. And it was just like throwing it in people's faces.
It was like a bad movie.
And he's become seriously obnoxious over the last couple years. Like really obnoxious.
With the thing and the throwing
He did that in Cleveland. He did that in Cleveland. But it just feels like he's become this like egomaniac. His ego is so unchecked right now in the last couple of years, and I just don't like him. I don't like him. And I'm bummed because I liked him so much.
Do you follow him on the Twitter?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No. Okay, I don't follow him on the Twitter, but I see some of his Twitter comments.
How do you see them then if you don't follow him on the Twitter?
Well, when people repost.
Okay.
Retweet.
I don't want to brag, but I did get verified this week.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's no big deal, but it does.
I'm not taking anything away from his game.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking anything away from like a guy like Ray Allen. Like he's won one championship. He's at the twilight of his career. Why wouldn't he go to Miami?
I mean, isn't he 23?
Ray Allen?
No, I was actually no,
oh, LeBron.
LeBron.
Yeah, he's 17.
27? He's 13.
He's 12.
I mean, we can't expect them to act.
I guess I just wanted him to behave better. I wanted him to be like a little bit more charitable and not an obnoxious egomaniac. And I feel like he is.
Okay.
You know, people are going to have different opinions and whatever. That's totally fine. But now we've got a super group down in Miami that is like just fast forward to the hold the trophy over your head.
I know. Well, I agree with you on that. I feel like it's a little bit ridiculous. It's like, but money makes that. Like, you know.
And so here's my thing. Let's say the Spurs go all the way or the Clippers go all the way. Based on Miami super group, then they should get Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant should be able to play for the Clippers or the Spurs or whoever team wins. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Oklahoma keeps winning. I just don't see them winning now without Westbrook.
They won't.
I mean, Houston's got now two games. I don't know. I'm just saying they should be allowed to pick a player.
It's not fun. That's why I think in the last game of game seven, if the series goes to seven, then I think that the benches should play.
Then the benches should play.
The benches should
play. And the thing is, Miami Heat's bench is outrageously talented.
I know it
is.
It's
just awful.
And so is the Clippers bench, though. The Clippers bench is phenomenal.
I just want a more parody.
The bench was like grandma's. It was horrific.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's embarrassing.
We used to have this old joke when who's that guy with a flat top that played Mullins? What's his first name? He played for St. John's, and then he played for like Golden State forever. Chris Mullins. Chris Mullins?
No
Chris
idea.
Chris Mullins. And he just kept playing, and he got so old. Not so old. They're all young, like late 30s.
Yeah.
But I used to like when he was playing the Knicks or something, I'm like, Chris Mullins warming up with an Afghan. He just like kept the dream alive, and he was like so white. It was so funny. He was such a great shooter.
Is he still? Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he just retired. He was such a fantastic shooter. Let's talk about this. Knicks playing the Celtics. They're up game maybe 3-1. Well, now they were up 3-1.
I love this story.
They go
it's embarrassing.
They go and dress all of them dress in black, funeral black. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
Because this was the game that they were going to send the Celtics to the grave and win and close it out. And they lost.
Cocky.
And now it's 3-2. And I have a pit in my stomach. And I feel like the Celtics are going to come back and win.
When's the next game?
I think tomorrow night.
Okay. That's embarrassing.
I'm a big Knicks fan. And I don't mind the Celtics. It's not like I have a hatred towards the Celtics at all. But it's just that, like, you know, Knicks, like Kenyon Martin leading the list, just like, oh, that's such a Kenyon Martin thing to do. The coach gets wind of it and is like, are you kidding? No, don't ever do that again, which you should be. Mike Woodson, that was a good call.
How did he not know about it?
I don't know. You just show up and everyone gets off the bus dressed in black. It's kind of fun on one hand. You know, on one hand, I can see all those dudes being like, yeah, man, let's send a statement. And I don't know why every athlete I do an impression of sounds like this. But it's so...
I just think it's pretty embarrassing then when you lose. I mean, it kind of makes it fun. Kind of makes it funny.
Have you ever
had that moment where you did something where you thought that you won, it went in, you celebrated, whether it's in life or sports, and then you were like,
And then I fell on my face?
Yeah, I know one that makes me. I can give one of those moments. That feeling. It's I call it crunchy. That's how it feels. It feels crunchy. Yeah, where you bite down and grit and it hurts your back. I had a meeting at NBC one time. First moved here 13 years ago. Sat down across from a woman named Grace Wu. Don't know if she still works there at NBC. Big head of development lady. I was fresh into Los Angeles.
I'm pretty sure she subscribes to this podcast.
I'm sure she does. There's no doubt about it. And so, Grace, if you're hearing, this is my, if you're listening, this is my public apology. But I sat across from her and she was like, so tell me what you want to do here. It was a general meeting. For those of you not in the biz, general meetings happen.
Yes.
You go meet with executives. Nothing. It's a waste of time, but it works. It's meant to work. I don't know.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah. So I sat across from her and she was like, well, what, you know, what, how's it been for you? I think I'd been here for like 3 months. I was like, you know, I literally said this. I literally, this came out of my mouth. I said, I don't understand why people think this business is so hard. It's like, I've been here 3 months. I got an agent, manager. I've done pilots. I've done so much stuff. Like, it's not hard at all. Like, I don't get it. That happened.
Wow.
And there are times, that happened 13 years ago. There are times where I will wake up in the middle of the night
going,
why? Yes. And I've never seen her since.
Yeah.
Not
you haven't developed anything further at NBC.
Nothing went further per
with
se.
Grace Wu.
But do you have one? That's one of mine.
Oh, I was just trying to think of sports. I've definitely done some declarations like this team's going down and we've lost in a pit of flames for sure.
Yeah. And how, what was the terminology that you used though? That's
you're going
to
go down in a pit of flames, you filthy pigs.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I know exactly what I said, but I would talk some serious probably
and then
some
it would
trash.
Be, mm-hmm. Then it'd be awkward.
And then it would be awkward. I do remember playing this one woman. I think it was like from Westerly, Rhode Island when I was playing high school. And was I playing high school? It was high school or college. I can't remember. And I was just like, I can definitely guard her. You know, I was like,
no,
I'm going to stop her. And then we started. It was the first time I had just heard about her.
Yeah.
First time I was playing her. And I was just like, I can get her.
Yeah.
And we hit the floor and she was substantially taller than me. Her arm muscle looked like my lower trunk. And I was like, oh my God, she probably got 45 points on me. And this was like so embarrassing, but they called me for a flagrant foul and because I was getting schooled, but it really, honest to God, wasn't. It was just that I lost control of my body. She had like a breakaway and I'm going full and I was like, I'm going to get back. I'm going to stop her. And I jump up, totally lose control of my body in the mid. I'll never forget this. I lose control of my body in the middle of the air and I just tackle her. I just, my whole body just boom, right on her, slam down the floor.
Could have
and
ended
she was
her
like,
career.
What the hell? And I was like, I am so sorry. And they were like, flagrant foul, just because she was schooling me the whole game.
You picked your glasses up off that court.
I picked my business glasses off the court, put those little wire rims back on and said, I've got some envelopes to sell. Yeah, it was horribly embarrassing. My favorite counting the chickens before they're hatched story. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest one because I have a T-shirt to prove it. Mm-hmm. I have an 18-1 T-shirt. Now, some of you will know what 18-1 means, but most of you won't because it's really just specific to my my team. But in the 2007-2008 uh-huh. most glorious NFL season, uh-huh. my New York Giants uh-huh. backed into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Went.
By the way, have you seen Victor Cruz in that new commercial where he throws down the computer?
I mean,
it's so embarrassing to me. It makes me literally, I have to shut the TV off.
It's
worse than the Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercial.
Wow.
Worse. That painful.
I have not seen it. I just saw his chunky soup one.
Okay, go ahead. It's painful.
So the Giants beat. Now the Patriots were 18-0.
Yeah, sure
right?
They were.
And they won. They you know blew through the season. Or no, I guess they're 16 regular games, right? So they're 16-0.
The abundance that shines down on Brady is shocking. Like, how can everyone have? How can he have everything?
Sometimes you're like, do everything. You kill people and put them under your porch?
No,
he's the most perfect man.
Perfect man.
So then you start thinking like, what's wrong?
Nothing.
He's so beautiful. He's so well spoken.
Nothing.
He's like empathetic.
With his family.
He's shagging the hottest lady.
Children, great father.
Children, although he did.
Shit on Moynihan.
And Bridget Moynihan, yeah. I'm sorry, I would shag Bridget Moynihan over Giselle.
Yeah, I would bang neither. But I will
what
tell you this.
What do you mean?
But I will tell you one thing. I love
Bridget Moynihan. I'm pretty sure she subscribes to this podcast.
I think she does.
She's so beautiful.
Wasn't she pregnant?
She was preggo. Yeah, okay. So that's his one moment of slime.
But maybe she's a nightmare. Maybe she's a nightmare.
You still don't leave your pregnant wife.
You don't do that. All right. Well, I guess you don't.
Well, according to Mary Foley. Tom Brady real took a step back in her book that day. Let me tell you. Mary Foley likes the high moral athlete.
She was upset.
I call Mary Foley whenever I see Tim Tebow. Uh-huh. I said, Mom, your boyfriend's on the TV. And she's like, Karen, stop. Just stop. She's obsessed with Tim Tebow. Absolutely obsessed with Tim Tebow. Who I hope maybe will star in the Canadian Football League. Sort of cheer for him.
He's delectable.
But yeah, Tom Brady. Okay, so they go 16-0 during the regular season.
Yeah.
And then first round of the playoffs, 17-0. Second round of the playoffs, 18-0. They go into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With my beat up bang of, you know, just nobodies, New York Giants. And we win. The most glorious game I think I'll ever see in my life.
Uh-huh.
I was crying, sobbing at my own football party.
I don't doubt it.
Screaming. Yeah. I thought I jinxed them, thankfully. And they won again. Uh-huh. Screaming, I don't care if we ever win again. This is the greatest night of my life.
You may have jinxed them.
Well, they won again, thankfully. But I did think I jinxed them up to the, I don't know, 2010 or 2011 series. Anyway, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
The point is, Patriots had jerseys that said 19-0, and they brought him to the stadium. 19-0.
Uh-huh.
And when, I'm sorry, you bring 19-0 to the stadium, uh-huh, you lose. Mm-hmm. You don't wear funeral black.
You don't.
Maybe you bring funeral black, and then you win, and then you leave the stadium in funeral black.
Yeah. Just like you don't run around with a pregnancy stick going, hey, I'm pregnant. You double check it.
Yes. That was my third example.
You take a second test.
Hey, you don't go on Facebook. I'm 1 week pregnant. And then, like, just want get the good news. You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's you shouldn't even make that announcement until 3 months, they say.
Until 8 and a half.
I think till 9. Until it comes out.
Until it comes out.
And it looks okay.
And it looks presentable.
And it looks presentable. You don't even make the announcement.
You don't even. Just be like, I gained some weight.
I mean, what is it?
Get away from me.
Yeah.
I like tamales.
I like.
I don't know why I just said. But yeah, so I have a t-shirt that says 18-1.
Uh-huh.
It was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Huge.
Name that movie.
Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Julia Roberts. Actually,
one of the greatest quotable movies of all time.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge.
Great.
Mary-Kate, Mary-Catherine, Mary-Elizabeth. Do you want a tie? Take the tie. Did someone order a pizza? I know too many quotes.
What movie is that from?
All Pretty Woman. When she's going shopping.
Is that right?
Yep.
Genius. I just walked into Bedfellows. Side note.
What is Bedfellows?
Just an FYI for all of our Los Angeles area listeners. I went into Bedfellows yesterday. I wear for those of you that aren't familiar, I wear a smelly hat a lot and sweatpants because that's how I do it. And walked into Bedfellows, furniture store, upscale.
Yes.
I would say in a different, most people that shop there are not in my tax bracket.
Okay.
It's fair to say.
Sure. Were you able to pay and drink tickets?
No, it's not. It's not an entertainment establishment.
Okay.
It's furniture. Fine.
Right.
Fine lamps, rugs, accessories. So I went in there and I like to peruse fine things that are a dream of mine. I like to do that.
Yeah.
And they had these iron glasses. They were glasses, like glasses you'd wear on your face.
Okay.
But they were made out of wrought iron, and they were big and chunky, and they were cool. And they just were sitting on this big steel desk, and I like weird shit like that.
Yeah.
And so I picked them up, weighed probably 2.5-3 pounds.
Wow.
Good
chunky. On your nose?
No, you don't put them on your face.
Oh.
They're just iron glasses. Like it
okay.
could be a bookend. It could be a paperweight. It's a piece of art.
I thought they were prescription iron glasses.
Nope, this is not an optometrist's office.
Want to break your nose?
Once again, Bedfellows has
Bedfellows.
Fine rugs,
okay.
accessories, couches.
I feel like we're in an infomercial for Bedfellows. Okay.
Well, it's going to turn dark here.
Okay, good.
So I picked it up, and I was like, oh, I really want these.
Yeah.
just really wanted them.
Yeah.
Because I just thought they were really cool.
Yeah.
So I went to the lady sitting down who had not even acknowledged that I was there and said, hi, I noticed these are $70. Are these on sale? And she went, didn't even look up. She was looking at her computer. Didn't even look up at me. Clearly she had sized me up when I walked in.
Yeah.
And she kept looking at what she was doing on her computer and said, no.
Oh, my God.
Just like that.
Total pretty woman moment.
And I turned around and I looked at her, still her. We never made eye contact because she had no interest in communicating with me. And I said to her, big, big mistake.
Huge.
Huge. Someday.
Someday. So soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Huge.
Huge
mistake.
Huge. I'm going to come in and I'm going to get 16 pairs of those glasses. Not buy them. Just throw them at you.
Carol. Yeah. I don't even know what her name is.
Barbara.
Yeah, maybe.
Natalie.
But how rude.
How rude.
How rude.
Ugh.
Anyway, that was just a side note. Do not shop at Bedfellows.
I was here last week and you wouldn't wait on me. Big mistake.
Huge. What about this one?
I mean, how many times do you say that when you walk into the store? I always think of that moment. It makes me laugh every single time.
Well, I mean, it was a really great moment.
I mean, that is the perfect moment.
It really is. It's never happened to me because I've never had the funds to go back and go, ha, ha, ha.
Yes, but one day you will go back to Bedfellows.
Oh, I've said it when I've returned something. When I've returned something, when I've returned my layaway back to Ross.
Yeah.
I've said... Big mistake.
Huge.
Huge.
I may dress for less, but
what's
let me tell you this.
What's this one from? Mary Catherine, no, you cannot do the talent show. You're horrible. You're horrible. You're horrible. You're horrible.
Oh, my God.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Mary Catherine Gallagher, superstar.
Oh, God, I love
Remember
that character.
Remember, she's slamming the door. And the last part, she goes, and then slammed it.
That is something I need to see again.
Yeah, I think many times.
Oh, God. Okay, let's talk about this.
Great.
One of my favorite events on Saturday.
Yeah.
The Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Guess who's at the Kentucky Derby?
Who?
My girlfriend, Dee Dee.
And what is she doing there?
She is speaking to a group of students today.
Uh-huh.
And then tomorrow it is an event called... something like Oak Day or something like that. There's races tomorrow.
Wonderful.
And she, I'm going to pull up my little Kentucky Derby cheat sheet here.
Okay.
I love the Kentucky Derby. But anyway, the whole point is I had no idea.
Horses. There's a lot of horse meat found in food lately.
Except for the IKEA meatball scandal. You know, there's horse meat in IKEA meatballs.
Of course I do.
No
also
one.
Also can African beef jerky. Go ahead.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Disgusting.
Yep.
I love the Kentucky Derby. So she has been shopping all week. She says she's turned into her own personal worst nightmare. She had to go hat shopping. I guess this is what you do.
Yeah. Well, did you see Pretty Woman?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Doing the divots.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's one of my favorite dresses,
Did she do the divots?
Yeah, she wound up doing the... No.
Oh,
she will.
She
maybe.
Will.
Well, that's polo.
Oh.
I don't know.
Mm. Good point.
She might.
Good point. I forgot they were the horse... They weren't the horse
races.
They
were actually... It was
very
polo.
Different sport.
Different sport.
Go ahead.
She went hat shopping,
mm-hmm.
and this woman picked out a hat, and Dee Dee was like, this is a beautiful hat for the Derby. $2,000. And Dee Dee's like, put it down.
Nope, she didn't.
Put it down.
No, she didn't.
$2,000.
Wait, as in put it down as in I'm buying this?
No, as in put it down. You're outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
punch you in the face.
Okay, good. Because I was going to go, wow, that's $2,000 for a hat.
So she had to ship the hats from California. Because I was like, did you shove the hat in your carry-on? That's how classy I am. She's like, no, Aaron,
well,
you have them shipped.
Well, it would come with a hat box, would it not?
Yeah, but I guess the hats are so big that she had them shipped. Pretty
wow,
funny.
Wow, that's it. She should have wore it, especially if she was in a middle seat.
Okay. I'm going to buy two seats.
Yeah.
One for me, one for my hat. Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
So fun.
Uh-huh.
Arguably the greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Well... if you're into racing animals.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right. I don't want anything to happen to the horses. It's just exciting. It's an exciting 2 minutes.
Okay.
An exciting 2 minutes.
I think that's fair to say.
Yes. Plus, the names are so exciting. Like, every year, I always watched it growing up with my parents, and we'd all pick one. and you know, not like by odds or just by like favorite name.
Yeah.
And there's some smoking good names. Let's go over some of the names. And then we have our own horse names. Black Onyx.
Okay.
All right. Oxbow. Hmm. Revolutionary. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Golden Soul. Mm. All right. Mm. Normandy Invasion. Well, I hope it's a French horse.
I don't know.
My Loot. I hate when you're like, what? Just give me something I can. Giant Finish. 50-1. I hope it does have a giant finish because mm-hmm. that would be fun if it won.
Yeah.
Golden Sense. Mm. I don't know. Overanalyze.
It's kind of nerdy. Like the owner has some issues there.
Yes. Palace Malice. Okay. Kind of like that one. Palace Malice.
Well, I don't know
it's
what
it's a little creepy,
well,
kind of
sure
fun.
It's probably British. Go ahead.
Lions of Battle. Now we're getting into like some tough names.
Uh huh.
It's My Lucky Day. Mm. It's a little corny.
Wow. That's you know? Real. That's a person who's on some Celexa.
Falling Sky.
Okay. Well,
that's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Verrazano, shout out to the Verrazano Bridge. I like that.
Don't know that, but okay.
New York Bridge, New York City Bridge. Okay. This is my favorite. Charming Kitten.
Oh, well.
That made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
Charming Kitten.
All right.
And Charming Kitten goes down the stretch. You know why I like it so much?
Why?
There's another horse, 50-1 odds, Fear the Kitten.
Okay.
Now, if Charming Kitten and
Beats.
Fear the Kitten were the last two horses.
Yep.
And Charming Kitten and Fear the Kitten. And then there was Charming Kitten and then goes Fear the Kitten.
See, the announcer has to commit to saying these names.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's kind of like there's only one, like a Meta World piece of basketball.
Yeah.
He's the only horse racing name in basketball. What are ones you would be called?
There's a couple more. Frack Daddy. Okay. Will Take Charge. That's so lame.
So lame.
Orb. Orb is the favorite. 7-2 odds. Orb. I don't know. Java's War.
I immediately thought of Mork from Ork. As soon as you said Orb.
Orb.
Yeah. Wonderful word. Wonderful word, Orb.
So I say if Fear the Kitten and Charming Kitten. Hilarious.
And then in the end, Orb.
And then Orb will probably win.
And then you'll hear everyone throughout the entire stadium all going, orb, 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 orb. Yeah, it'll be ridiculous. Orb. It's awful.
Orb is the horrible name.
Well, I would like you to share the ones that you have.
Well, I think if I legitimately had a contender in the race, I would call the horse Lord Voldemort.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Just fear. Start with fear.
Fear.
If I had a lot of extra money and I had two horses, I would call the horse, Horse. And the horse is out in front and horse comes up the side.
That's horrible.
Horrible. That would be the greatest
name ever.
Ever.
Horse.
Horse. Or my horse.
Is it my horse?
And my horse, no, not my horse, the owner, and my horse is going around the bend, and no, it's not, is it your horse? No, it's not my horse.
I'm just saying, that's the name.
That's the name of the horse, my horse.
It would be a whole new who's on first.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a horse in the competition. No, it's not my horse, but it's, my horse is favored. Your horse is favored? Well, it's not my horse. I'm telling you, it could be awesome.
Oh, I love that. Do you want to hear mine?
Yes.
I don't believe I would ever have a horse. I would more likely have a pony in something like that.
You would submit a pony to the Kentucky Derby.
Why not?
That would be awesome.
And I'm the height of a jockey.
So you would drop
60 pounds in order to ride it, but I would.
I wouldn't be able to see you.
Not true, but I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Wouldn't it be the greatest thing ever if the Kentucky Derby started and you were in the last corral, it's called, on a Shetland pony? I would pay any amount of money.
In the gear?
In the full gear.
In the full gear.
Pre-game interview, you're like, I think we got a shot.
Yeah, those are my peoples. We're all 4'11". We're all under 5 feet. Yeah. Yeah, those are my peoples. But if I did have horses or a horse.
Yes.
One of the names I thought was Open Legs McGillicuddy.
Wow.
Prostate Jones.
Prostate Jones.
Yeah. Or Taint Misbehavin'.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Can you imagine that announcer? Taint Misbehavin'. Bringing up the rear.
My horse. It's a dead heat between my horse and Taint Misbehavin'.
Taint taint misbehaving is really wow. creeping up on my horse.
Is your horse in the race? No, it's not my horse. And there goes taint misbehaving. One leg out in front of Open Legs McGillicuddy.
Just a neck ahead of Open Legs McGillicuddy.
And approaching from the rear, it's Lord Voldemort. Thou shalt not be named.
And then Orb won.
And then Orb wins.
It's a real buzzkill. Yeah. Bump. I think it's just safe to say I won't have any horses in that.
Yeah.
But if I did,
yes,
that's what they would be named.
Well, I'm calling it right now.
Do it.
50-1.
Great.
Fear the Kitty's winning.
Great.
Fear the Kitty is going to win the Kentucky Derby.
I'm sticking to Orb.
You're going with Orb.
Yep.
The clear favorite. I'm going with Fear the Kitty. And at the end of the day, Jason Collins wins.
Oh, whoa. That's unbelievable.
And we are done.
Yeah. And
episode 5, have the best week of your life.
Ever.
Ever.